From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and now it's time for All Tech Considered. The economic crisis has many Americans back on the job market. It's a tough and frustrating place to be in the midst of a recession. And today we're going to look at how technology can help the job search. We're joined, as we are on most Mondays, by Omar Gayaga, who covers technology culture for the Austin American-Statesman. Welcome, Omar.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And to what extent has the job search actually gone online?
Well, there are still industries where they're still looking for the traditional job search methods. What one recruiter I talked to called the hard copy FedEx Kinko's candidate. But increasingly, most people start their job search at websites like Monster.com or CareerBuilder, where you can post your resume or look at job listings. But that's really changing. There's a lot more to it these days.
Now, I gather you've been talking with HR professionals who are involved in hiring. What kind of advice do they have for people who are going to look for a job using the job market online?
Well, the problem with those websites like Monster.com is that they're very general. You get a large, gigantic sea of resumes there, and it's not really where they're looking because they get inundated with a lot of information and resumes from people, especially right now. So today's recruiters are looking at more niche websites that relate to an industry they're hiring in. For instance, I know someone who does recruiting for a financial firm. They look at a website called WallStreetOasis.com for job applicants.
So you go to those sites, you upload your resume. What else can people do to underscore their credentials?
Well, there's a lot more interactive ways of creating a resume now. The idea being that a good website or a visual CV, as it's called, is that some of the skills that may go into creating that visual CV are ones that you'd actually use on the job. So this is especially true in areas like technology or marketing, where design and presentation are important.
Well, Omar, hang in there for just a couple of minutes, because we asked reporter Juan Ha of member station KQED in San Francisco to check in with some job seekers who are putting this technology to the test, and here's her report.
In the 2001 film Legally Blonde, the ditzy heroine makes a splash with a video of her qualifications for law school narrated from a swimming pool.
Oh, hi. My name is Elle Woods. And for my admissions essay, I'm going to tell all of you at Harvard why I'm going to make an amazing lawyer.
The bikini-clad blonde was spot on about one thing: resumes printed on paper? As if. Check out this video.
Every day, 75,000 students at San Jose State are inflicted with sleep, a dangerous illness which causes unpredictable paralysis of the body.
It's part of the online resume for San Jose State student Josephine Chandra. That's not her voice, but she wrote and filmed the video for a class. Chandra graduates in May and is hoping her writing and video skills will land her a job. Also on her web resume is this unnarrated promotional video for the school's career center. When visitors click on Chandra's web resume, they see a photo of her smiling next to her name at the top. There's text on her education, work experience, but also links to PowerPoint marketing campaigns. Some resumes even offer instant web references.
I'm Heather Hare, Associate Director of the Center for Leadership and Community Engagement at George Mason University, and I'm delighted to provide a reference for Jason Ray.
These so-called social media resumes make use of all the bells and whistles of web design, and they're being built for free at the online site Visual CV. It's one of many free resume builder sites out there, including Zolio.com and GigTide.com. Visual CV founder Philip Merrick explains why he's turning the stodgy curriculum vitae into something snazzier.
The traditional flat resume doesn't get across any of your personality, and it certainly doesn't give you the ability to show work that you've done versus just telling somebody about work you've done.
Visual CV is also a social networking community for job seekers and employers. Applicants can see who checked out their resumes and connect with them. At other sites, users can critique one another's resumes. San Jose State senior Juan Escobar says sites like Visual CV offer opportunities to network with people he wouldn't otherwise.
It's kind of opening the barriers of feeling, okay, I don't really have anything to talk about with this other person, but hey, you know, here's a tool that I can use to really reach out to people and you know, start to get to know people.
Escobar has had more than 800 people check out his resume since he posted it 6 months ago. It no doubt helped that Visual CV featured his resume as one to emulate. He hasn't gotten a job offer yet, but he says he's feeling hopeful.
That's Juan Ha of member station KQED in San Francisco. And we're back now with our tech expert, Omar Gayaga. Omar, do you have any sense of how recruiters actually regard things like video resumes of the sort we've just heard about?
Well, when you look at things from the recruiter's point of view, with this job market, they're seeing hundreds of resumes for a single position. So they definitely don't have time to scour, say, Facebook or Twitter, or to view every video resume for every applicant. But when a recruiter or HR person at a company is serious about a candidate, especially for a critical position, they'll definitely take the time to learn everything they can about them, especially if they're what's called a passive candidate. This is someone who might not be actively searching for a job, but who might get headhunted on the advice of a friend or family member. Recruiters might use business networks like LinkedIn or Zoom Info to hone in on that candidate and learn more about them. At that stage, they would definitely be looking at the video resume, the candidate's personal website, their speaking engagements, just to get to know as much about them. And that's really what a passive job candidate is expecting from a recruiter.
Omar, all of this raises a question that we've discussed before, which is that a resume traditionally is your version of yourself that is scrubbed and absolutely current. And if people are going to look at pictures of you or of videos of you online that aren't absolutely appropriate to the kind of position you're applying for, could be a problem.
Right. I mean, it's all part of the package of you that you're selling. So anything that might raise a red flag or that might give them pause as to not hire you, you don't want to give them any reason not to bring you on. So, you know, you could slip up online and do something that could jeopardize your chances at a job. Recently, the social media world was abuzz with the story of a woman who had secured a job at a company called Cisco Systems. She posted a message on Twitter saying that she was due for a, quote, fatty paycheck doing work that she would hate. A recruiting manager at Cisco got wind of it and posted that the company is very well versed on the web, and the incident became known as the, quote, Cisco fatty. And there's even a website at ciscofatty.com explaining what happened.
Any good websites that we might look at here?
Yeah, there is one that was sent to me called ere.net, and it's a website specifically for recruiters, so you can actually get inside their head and see what it is they're looking for. And then there's one website that tells you what not to do called nothired.com, where you can see examples of some of the worst cover letters, resumes, and emails from job applicants. You can look at that site and definitely get tips on what not to do when you're sending your stuff out.
Yeah, I saw on that site a BBC rejection letter to someone that is about the funniest, most scathing rejection you'll ever get. What else have you got?
Well, I'm going to post links to these and all of the other hiring websites that we talked about on the community website, npr.org/alltech.
Thank you, Omar.
Thanks for having me.
That's Omar Gayaga of the Austin American-Statesman.